And once we had the music down, the obvious problem was he had zero skills as a frontman. He had a good, strong voice. The lyrics were highly poetic. He had a very good command of the language. His diction was large, and his thoughts were quite mature regarding social and political items. So he sort of led the way in the songwriting, and myself, with the assistance of the other guys, over time had to rearrange them. If we did it all at once, he'd say, hey, that's not what I wanted. You know, do it like the recording. So we had to do it seamlessly over a long period of time, so he wouldn't see that we were changing the arrangement of his song, so that it rocked like a white boy rock and roll band.